From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Authorities say the man who shot two New York City police officers on Saturday had a lengthy arrest record and had been estranged from family members. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that new details about the killings emerged at a police briefing Sunday.
Police said Ismael Brinsley shot the officers as they sat in a police cruiser, then killed himself in a nearby subway station. Brinsley had written posts on social media expressing anger over the killings of Eric Garner and Michael Brown at the hands of police. Police say early Saturday morning he shot his former girlfriend outside Baltimore, then traveled to New York City. They say shortly before the shootings of the officers, he talked to strangers on the street and asked them to follow him on Instagram. Then he said, "Watch what I'm going to do," went to the cruiser and fired. Authorities say Brinsley tried to kill himself last year, and they say his mother was afraid of him because he was violent. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
President Obama says North Korea committed cyber vandalism by hacking Sony Entertainment, and he says Congress needs to pass cybersecurity legislation. Republicans are going further. Senator John McCain calls it a new form of warfare, and Senator Lindsey Graham says it's an act of terrorism. But as NPR's Sam Sanders reports, the president isn't going that far.
Federal officials have already said North Korea was involved in the hack on Sony. And on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, President Obama was asked if he's considering moving North Korea back onto the U.S.'s list of state sponsors of terrorism. Obama didn't rule that out.
We've got very clear criteria as to what it means for a state to sponsor terrorism. And we don't make those judgments just based on the news of the day. We look systematically at what's been done. And based on those facts, we'll make those determinations in the future.
The president stopped short of calling the Sony hack an act of war. He said it's a very costly act of cyber vandalism. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Beji Essebsi appears to have won Tunisia's first democratic presidential election since the ouster of a dictator nearly 4 years ago. NPR's Leila Fadel reports private polling stations and his party have declared him the winner.
Official results aren't out yet, but Essebsi, an 88-year-old French-educated lawyer whose party already controls the parliament, appears to have won the vote. But his opponent, populist Moncef Marzouki, says the race is still too close to call. Essebsi is a statesman who served in the old regime. His critics say his rise to power may mean the return of authoritarian practices in Tunisia. His supporters took to the streets to celebrate. They say he's the man who will bring back security, stability, and investment. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Tunis.
At least five strong aftershocks have been reported after a 6.6 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of eastern Indonesia Sunday evening. No immediate reports of injuries or damage. This is NPR News. Wolves in the Great Lakes region are being put back on the endangered species list. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that a federal judge overturned a decision by the Obama administration to remove the wolves from the list 3 years ago.
Wildlife officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota are trying to figure out how to adjust to the federal judge's ruling. Each state has managed their own wolf population since the federal government removed protections for Great Lakes wolves in 2012. More than 1,500 wolves have been killed since, many in organized hunts. All three states have held at least one hunting season for the animal. It's a hugely controversial issue in the area and much of the West, often representing government interference and environmentalist meddling. State agencies and sportsmen argue that wolf populations have remained relatively stable despite hunting. Wildlife advocates disagree. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has sent a letter to President Obama asking him to demand the return of a convicted cop killer before diplomatic relations with Cuba proceed. Joanne Chesimard was convicted of killing a New Jersey state trooper in 1973, but escaped from prison and fled to Cuba, where she was granted asylum. A White House National Security Council spokeswoman says it will continue to press the Cuban government to return U.S. fugitives. Holiday drivers are getting a break at the pump. The average price of regular gasoline nationwide has dropped another 25 cents in the past 2 weeks to $2.47 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of regular is the lowest it's been in more than 5 years, and she says prices will likely keep falling. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.